It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
And most definitely it is. It's the WIA national news for week commencing June 30, 2024. And this week, WIA Editor-in-Chief of AR Magazine, Roger, VK2ZRH, and that bittersweet outcome of the Victorian Supreme Court trial of the deaths of two campers, one of whom was VK3VZP. WIA Technical Advisory Committee Chairman Grant VK5GR and changes to the beacon and repeater frequency selection process, and WIA Director Chris VK3FY speaks with Al W6MOS at the 2024 Lions International Convention held in Melbourne. But wait, there is much, much more in this edition of news from your Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Who listens to radio?
This is Ron, VK3AFW.
This is Graham, VK4CEG, from the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club.
This is Nathan, VK5DAD. Hi all.
Hello everyone, this is Maria, VK5MAZ.
That's all.
This is Chris Dimitrievich, VK3FY, on behalf of the Board of the Wireless Institute for VK1WIA News. This week's topic will be about visiting amateurs to the Lions Convention here in Melbourne. I have with me Al W6MOS, who will be giving us a little bit of a briefing on the convention. Al, what has brought you to Melbourne?
Well, my wife is outgoing district governor for a part of California. She is a K6XTY. And we were here on their international convention, supporting over 200 in 10 different countries around the world.
How did you both get involved in amateur radio?
Well, for myself in that, it started all the way back with my dad. He was a ham radio operator, and so was my mom. On Christy's side, my wife's side, her dad and family are also amateur radio operators. So when I was growing up, it was kind of almost mandatory that we got into ham radios, and we've been picking it up and enjoying it ever since.
What is roughly the number of amateur radio operators attending this Lions Convention in Melbourne?
We're figuring out right now there's about 10% from the state of California that are ham radio operators. And of course, globally in that, we figure maybe about 1%.
How many attendees all up was at the Lions Convention?
It was quite big. It was about 23,000 people.
Okay. Have you brought any amateur radio gear along with you?
I did. I got my handheld. It was the Yaesu FT3D.
Okay. Have you managed to get on air?
I did. Yeah, it was kind of fun in that to be over here and in Australia, being able to go ahead and get on air and talk to some of the local hams.
That's great. Thank you, Al. And I hope you enjoy your stay here in Australia. And we look forward to working you on the air.
Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you. This is Chris Dimitrievich, VK3FY, on behalf of the VK1WIA Weekly News with Al, W6MOS, and Christy, K6XTY. Thank you for this week. 73s.
Hello, everyone. This is Grant, VK5GR, the WIA Technical Advisory Committee Chairman, with some news about a new public consultation that has opened looking at changes to the way repeater and beacon frequencies are selected and licensed in Australia. The WIA was first approached by the ACMA in 2022 to consider how improved transparency could be brought to amateur repeater and beacon frequency selection processes. In addition, the ACMA wished to enable a pathway for obtaining an amateur repeater and beacon frequency assignment that did not require applicants to engage directly with the WIA. The WIA was supportive of the ACMA's objectives and has since been working with them to produce a new draft technical standard that sets forth the methods for selecting frequencies for amateur repeaters and beacons. All of this work has now reached a point where it can be released for consultation with the wider amateur radio community. And the consultation takes place in two parts. Firstly, to enable the new frequency assignment pathway, the ACMA has released a consultation for a new proposed frequency assignment process designated FAP number 10. If you'd like to understand more about the process changes proposed by ACMA, please start with their consultation and provide your feedback on those process aspects to the ACMA. Secondly, to support the ACMA's objective, the WIA has drafted four new radio communications licensing instructions, or rallies as they're known in the industry, that describe the rules for how frequency selections should be undertaken for amateur, frequency assigned, repeater and beacon stations. This parallel WAA consultation paper describes the technical rules and standards that have been developed to support the ACMA's objective of having APs, or accredited persons, be able to directly select amateur repeater and beacon frequencies that fit the operational nature of these amateur stations within the amateur radio band plans. If you have any feedback on the Rally standards document specifically, please reply to the WAA consultation, as we are retaining responsibility for the Rally documents. With such a major policy change, it's important for us to gather views from affected operators. In particular, we'd like to hear feedback from those who construct and operate repeater and beacon stations as to your opinions and thoughts on these draft standards and process changes. We encourage those operators to please take some time to read both the ACMA process consultation and the WAA rally document consultation. And then if you have any feedback, please write to either the ACMA on the processes or the WAA on the rallies. Both consultations are open until Friday the 2nd of August 2024. We would really look forward to hearing from you. Finally, it is hoped to run an interactive discussion session on this topic sometime in mid-July, and we will release some details soon about how you'll be able to participate that should you be interested. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this has been Grant, VK5GR, for the WAA Technical Advisory Committee.
This news originates from the Wireless Institute of Australia. Dreaming, believing, achieving.
This is Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH. Many of you could not have failed to hear and read the plethora of news reports across the media this past week about the Victorian Supreme Court trial concerning two campers named Carol Clay and Russell Hill, who lost their lives back in March 2020 while on a weekend away in the remote Wanangatta Valley in Victoria's high country. What sparked the media uproar last week was the sensational split verdict delivered by the jury in what was a long-followed trial of one-time Jetstar pilot Greg Lynn, whom the jury found guilty of murdering Mrs. Clay, but found him not guilty of murdering Russell Hill. Why would we be interested? Russell Hill was a radio amateur, call sign VK3VZP. He was active on the HF bands, particularly on 40 metres, and was known as a member of a number of on-air nets, checking in on regular occasions. Indeed, the fact that he failed to make a sked and was not heard on air following the March weekend was part of what occasioned his family to make a missing persons police report in March 2020. The police case about the trial was reported in Amateur Radio magazine last year, in issue 4 on page 7, and in issue 3 this year, again on page 7. To follow the admittedly disturbing details in the media, I recommend you look on the ABC's news web pages. The commercial news websites have also covered the story in detail. I'm Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's national news service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. To London recently was the 1940s weekend at the Bletchley Park Museum. The RSGB National Radio Centre, or NRC, supported the event by hosting the World War II Special Operations Executive Radio Station, Golf Bravo 1 Sierra Oscar Echo. The station operating in the 40-metre band attracted lots of visitor attention, as did Golf Bravo 3 Romeo Sierra, which was busy on the air as part of the Museums on the Air weekend. NRC volunteers made QSOs and invited visitors to pass greetings messages. If appropriate, the volunteers used the new UK licence conditions to allow visitors to run QSOs themselves under supervision. The weekend was a huge success, and over 1,200 people visited the RSGB National Radio Centre. To news from Russia. Congratulations, racer Skrinnikova, Romeo 1 Bravo India Golf, who's being honoured by Yasmi for her YouTube channel called YL Racer, which educates and entertains its more than 15,000 subscribers and spreads goodwill by welcoming newcomers to amateur radio. I'm Russian, but I was born in Uzbekistan. Then in 2004, I decided to move to Russia, says Racer. Her choice, St. Petersburg. In St. Petersburg, she studied additional education at the Russian Herzen University and worked at school. In recent years, one of R1BIG's important areas of regular activity has been the ham radio promotion. and only last year was a recipient of the International Newsmaker of the Year Award from Newsline. To the United States, in Washington, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission has proposed a fine of more than $367,000 against a major electronics manufacturer for selling Wi-Fi adapters and routers that the commission believes were modified to exceed legal power limits. The report of the action against Asus Tech Computer Inc. was posted on the FCC website. The equipment marketing violation charge includes sanctions against Asus Tech Computers, which are based in Taiwan, and Asus Computer, the wholly owned affiliate that markets the routers in the US. The Bureau's posting said it had a complaint from a purchaser of three model GT AXE routers, and when they were tested by a certified laboratory, the authorized power exceeded legal limits by some 4 to 9 dB, or nearly 8 times the legal power level on some frequencies. If US Congress requires AM radio in new cars, vehicle manufacturers might have to drop safety features instead. That's the message from opponents of the proposed law in Congress. A guest commentary published by Automotive News restates the key points that opponents have been making since the legislation was introduced, but their blunt emphasis on a possible trade-off with important safety features seems notable. To accommodate analogy AM radio as a primary design requirement, certain car makers may need to scrap advanced safety features, with engineers having to prioritise outdated technology over current or future safety innovations, they wrote. If the goal is to save American lives, Congress should encourage automakers to focus on innovative technologies like advanced driver assistance systems, autonomous vehicles and collision avoidance systems that actually reduce car accidents and fatalities, they wrote. They did not provide specifics on how much AM would cost to keep in comparison to such features. For VK1 WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2 LAW.
We are VK1 WIA. Now, operational news with VK4 FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, Qantas Wise 2024. IAA UHF World Championship July 13-14. Start 0 hours UTC Saturday and 23:59 hours UTC Sunday. There is no operating time restriction for stations in any category. The aim of the contest is to support amateur soul training in radio communications, including improving amateur operating skills, conducting technical investigations, and intercommunicating with other amateurs around the world, especially IAA Member Society headquarters stations, including our own VK3 WIA. ZL Autumn and Winter Sprints. Start marking those calendars as the greatest ZL Sprint Series, held at 0800 hours Zulu on a Tuesday night, is back for the month of July. As before, this contest from New Zealand starts with 30 minutes of CW, followed by 30 minutes of SSB, and then 30 minutes of FT4, all on 80 metres. The CW-SSB exchange is RST and your outside temperature. The FT4 exchange is your 4-digit Maidenhead grid locator. Trans-Tasman Low-Band Contest, July 21st. The Trans-Tasman Contest, always held on the third weekend in July, aims to encourage low-band activity between VK and ZL. Only contest bands 160, 80 and 40 metres are allowed with SSB, CW and digital, that is, RIDI or PSK. This contest is another official WIA contest that will count towards the Peter Brown Contest Champion Awards. Yoda Contest 2024. The next session of this year's Yoda Contest will be from 10 hours to 21:59 hours UTC 21 July on the 5 classic bands using CW and SSB. Everyone can work everyone. RSGB IOTA Contest July 27. August 17-18 Remembrance Day Contest. Amateurs will endeavour to contact amateurs in VK call areas, ZL and PT9 on all bands except WARC bands. Modes allowed are phone, CW and RT as per the era remembered. 44th Alara Contest, and this Alara Contest is always held on the last full weekend of August. Wilds work everyone. OMs work wilds only. Suggested frequencies. All HF bands except 160 metres and WARC bands. Contacts made on Echolink will also be accepted. Dex winner to the world. Logbook of the world, LOTW. If you are seeking logbook support, please note as per previous posts by the ARRL and announcements in your WIA National News Service, ARRL is experiencing a cyber disruption to their computer networks, but all logbook and DXCC awards data is secure, safe. I'll continue, where applicable, to give LOTW details if they pertain to QSL info. You may just have to hang fire a while till you can put that contact in. When systems are back in service, an email blast to logbook of the wall users will be made. War on Townsville. In the early morning hours of the 29th of July 1942, a Japanese aircraft dropped 8 250-pound bombs. One local, Ray, VK4OIL, is making sure we never forget.
Since that time, the Anoomba bomb site was granted a heritage listing of the historical WW2 bombing of Townsville. My inquiring mind led me to investigate just what was the future of our World War II heritage listed site. Investigation into the three levels of government regarding the future and site of it clearly proved that our heritage listed site was about to be built over and lost forever. Well, not on my watch. A lot of work has gone into dealing with the three levels of government. Television and other media interviews with our local opposition member have all helped with the securing written documentation of future support to preserve the site in some form of construction. Our transmission on the anniversary date of the bombing, which will be the 29th, Monday it is, 29th of July 2024, from the site will be transmission start approximately 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll finish transmission around about 4 p.m. that afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. Our frequency hopefully will be 7.100 plus or minus lower sideband. Net control will be Gavin, VK4 Zulu Zulu, from the TARC headquarters. Any helpers or visitors, all welcome to attend. I also ask that we be inundated with DX stations from all over our great country to call in to the net and give us moral support, lest we forget.
Following on from his Lord Howe Island expedition, VK9LA, Eurus, YL2GM is QRV from American Samoa, again with a great call sign, K8K, and is on until July 9 on 160 to 10 metres using CW, SSB and FT8. QSL via YL2GN, LOTW, Club Log OQRS. Federal Republic of Germany. Special event stations DL2024E, DL2024U, DL2024R, and DL2024O are QRV until July 14 during the Euro 2024, the 17th edition of the UEFA European Football Championship, QSL via the Bureau. Listen throughout the year for special event call sign 9A100RKZ, marking the 100th anniversary of the Radio Club Zagreb in Croatia. QSL via 9A1ADE. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide special interest group news. Summits on the air, worldwide flora, fauna program, parks on the air, and other adventure groups. Special call sign OE20SOTA is active until the 31st of October to mark the 20th anniversary of Austria joining the Summits on the Air program. In many parts of the world, amateur radio is moving in sync with Mother Nature, finding its way increasingly outdoors. The first weekend in June seemed to be a worldwide celebration of operating from mountains and other summits. And in the US, says Newsline, an organised group of YLs established a new tradition, Queens of the Mountains. Never mind playing King of the Hill, Paula, K9IR, Amy, AG7GP, and a few dozen YLs around the US, if not the world, were Queens of the Mountains. It happened when it seemed that many more of the adventurous ham radio operators were heading to the summits. The pair were kicking off an inaugural YL SOTA event to encourage women to try activating for Summits on the Air and to support one another in making summit-to-summit QSOs. Amy told Newsline she and Paula were inspired to try out this event after a group of 8YLs activated a summit during the Pacific Northwest W70 SOTA campout. Amy said many of the activators braved heavy rain, mud, poison ivy and vehicle breakdowns. She said, doing summits on the air, you learn to be prepared for the extra environmental challenges. Despite these challenges, or perhaps because of them, expect the Queens of the Mountains to be back on top next year. Worldwide special interest groups, balloons. NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, has been making a concentrated effort to track and identify objects that might be high-altitude weather, research, or hobbyist radio balloons, such as ones launched by amateur radio clubs and school groups. NORAD is now studying numerous websites to determine as best as it can what balloons are flying over North America at any given time. US fighter jets shot down three hobbyists' balloons in 2023 after detecting and shooting down another high-altitude balloon, which the government department identified as a spy balloon from China. Stephen Armstrong, NORAD's Chief of Strategic Engagement, told the military website Task and Purpose that NORAD is now taking a closer look at raw radar returns to ensure more hobbyists' balloons don't meet the same fate. Worldwide special interest groups, digital. Gaming the amateur radio digital modes. Ever played poker over FT8? YouTuber Steve McGrain, KM9G, and his friends at the YouTube channel Coffee and Ham Radios do. They even live stream it monthly on the channel Frequency Frenzy. They've devised a system of automatically assigning values to QSO data from amateur radio digital mode contacts that correspond with playing cards. The www.frequencyfrenzy.live website uses the contest rules to display each participant's poker hand. They run the events as sprint contests. McGrain presented his experiences in the forum Gaming the Amateur Radio Digital Modes at the 2024 ARRL National Convention, hosted by Dayton Hamvention. A video of the presentation is available on the @ARRLHQ YouTube channel as a part of the 2024 National Convention playlist.
Ah, it's marvellous to be able to converse with people all over the world. Now then, who shall I have a go at next? Oh dear, Belgrade, I forgot all about him. GLK London calling HBX Belgrade. Come in, Belgrade.
This is HBX Belgrade. Yaroslav Mihailovich speaking. I am receiving you, GLK London.
Well, let's get on with it. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Right. King's pawn to Queen's bishop 3. Check.
Oh, yes. Good move. This needs thinking about.
All right, take your time. Give me a call next week.
Worldwide special interest groups, IOTA. RSGB IOTA contest is July 27th. Listen for VK2 W7BRS from Lord Howe Island, IOTA number OC004, from the 20th of July to the 1st of August. CW, SSB and FT8 in fox and hound mode on 40 to 10 metres, QSL via M0URX's OQRS. Domenico, IK1MNF, is active as IK1MNF IA5 from Isola d'Elba, EU028, until the end of September. He is operating using SSB on the 20 to 6 metre bands. QSOs will be uploaded to Clublog. QSL IK1MNF IA5 via Domenico's home call, which is IK1MNF. Indonesia. Listen and work 30 YB9MKFP, Heri YC9MFD P, and Nando YD9LAUP. The three are active from Samoa Island, OC241, during July the 4th to 7th, QRV on HF bands, QSL via YB9BU. Worldwide special interest groups, radio amateur old-timers. Over to Clive, our man in the West.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's July Bulletin to go to air. This month, instead of the usual broadcast, we offer another historical broadcast from years past by Alan Doble, VK3AMD, this time from June 2002. The usual latest news and information will be broadcast next month. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmissions, times, modes and frequencies can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. Members and friends of the RAOTC in Perth are reminded that the next lunchtime meeting at the Woodbridge Hotel, East Guildford, is on Tuesday, July the 9th. All are welcome, and further details are published on the club website. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the July RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the programme and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
And from old-timers to young-timers and then the out-of-timers, worldwide special interest groups, Radio Amateur Young-Timers, YOTA, Alec, VK2MV.
Young radio operators take up the challenge for Turkey Air's POTA. The Parks on the Air programme is still very young in Turkey Air, and now, so are some of its biggest fans, just like a lot of wee young uns here in VK. Just 2 years after Furkan, TA7H put his home country of Turkey Air on the POTA map, the Parks on the Air programme in Turkey Air has been growing bigger and younger every day. In a country where only the 67 of the 322 listed parks have been activated so far, younger amateurs have begun taking up the challenge this year. Now, about half of Turkey's POTA activators are young amateurs, according to Ersan TA1EYE. He said, four young radio operators in search of outdoor activities away from the RFI of the city are now leading the way. TA3TGC, TA3LCK, TB3BDV, and 4K6IJ have operated in the parks around Bursa City using their club callsign YM3KB, then moved on with their radios into parks near other cities. Meanwhile, other young POTA enthusiasts have been calling CQ POTA in the Black Sea region. This year, to further nurture POTA in Turkey, the website tadx.org was launched to show the parks listed in Turkey and the team's park-related activities. It can only get busier. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Bruce.
Thanks to young-timer Alec. Now this is Bruce, VK3FFF, the old-timer and the out-of-timer. Time's up, so time for me to go QRT from sunny Bendigo.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au
2024, it's a date, and clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. Details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website. That website, wia.org.au. VK4 Caboolture Radio Club's Hamfest, Saturday the 13th of July. In VK3, the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club Radio Fest, August 18. VK6 Perth Tech 2024, September 21 at Gidgegana. VK4 Gold Coast Hamfest, October 13, Narang Country Paradise Parklands. VK5, the Amateur Radio Experiments Group Radio and Electronics Sale, Saturday, October 26, 10 a.m, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. In VK7, the big one, the Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3 in Hobart, being held at Sandy Bay Campus of UTAS. And finally for the year, Spark Rosebud Radio Fest. This, of course, is VK3. It happens November 17, Eastbourne Primary School, Alambi Avenue, Rosebud. Now till next we meet, I'm Editor Graham, VK4 Baker Baker. Walk softly.
From Australia,
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.